In our prayers for others, we have our usual response. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, please feel free to respond. Hear our prayer. Let us pray. Father God, in the body of your Son, if one part rejoices, all share the happiness. And if one part suffers, all share the pain. Help us to grow closer to our fellow Christians in this area and to discern with them and you how best to fulfill your mission in this area. Bless what we're already doing together and separately. Guide us in all our plans and oversee them for good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In fellowship too with the church around the world, we pray for the world and its people. We ask you to bless them and give them what they need. Especially we ask you to give them access to Jesus, for them to hear about Jesus, who is the bread of life for everyone. Today we pray especially for northern Syria, enduring conflict again, and frequent airstrikes, and continued tension along the Turkish border. We pray for protection for the 400,000 people who've been displaced since December, and for a long-term peaceful solution to the conflict. We pray that you would bring good out of this evil. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all affected by the coronavirus. Comfort those who've lost loved ones. Give wisdom to the medical staff who are dealing with it. And guide the authorities who are trying to contain the spread of the virus. We pray, Father, that it might not spread any further, and for protection and grace for the communities already affected. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we make all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus, the bread of heaven. Amen.